But the first answer is always, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We heard and we obey, right, is the first answer. To get to that point is very powerful. When a person gets to that point, they're no longer, our teachers talk about a person, the difference between someone who is very petty in their faith, in their belief, and so everything is like a tit for tat. How come? Why? Show me the proof. Show me the evidence. Show me the hadith. Where's the ayah? How do you know? Right? And Islam, interestingly enough, is a religion of knowledge. In the Quran, Allah says, seek, learn, read, contemplate, look, go, travel, find out. It's a religion of knowledge. It inspires you. So it's not a religion that just says, do, because I said so. But when you get to a point of strong belief, your first answer is, because Allah said so, and now let me explore the other reasons why. You don't come at it as, well, how come Aisha was so young? It's a different experience in the way a person approaches the deen. It's a valid question. Let's have a discussion. But that pettiness of like, well, I'm not going to deal with the prayer or the hijab or anything else until you can explain the age 9 story. It's a different way of dealing with this deen. But you want to talk about Sayyidina Aisha? Let's talk about it. But you don't tit for tat with God.